Justice for relatives of a woman killed 26 years ago. Naloxone vending machines will soon be available. And a report found the state's tribes contribute billions to the state's economy. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, June 12th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The state of Oklahoma carried out its second execution of 2025 this morning. George John Hansen died by lethal injection in McAlester. He was sentenced to death for the 1999 murder of 77-year-old Mary Bowles. When he was convicted for Bowles' death, Hansen was already incarcerated in a federal prison in Louisiana for a series of armed robberies he committed in northeast Oklahoma. The Trump administration approved the state attorney general's request in March to transfer Hansen back to Oklahoma for execution. Oklahoma's mental health agency is giving its embattled naloxone vending machines another try. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the department's new approach.
The agency is redistributing 20 vending machines throughout Oklahoma, but this time the communities where they're placed will be responsible for stocking them with supplies. The machines were once hailed as a key harm reduction tool, but now face widespread criticism after they cost the state millions of dollars and were abruptly pulled from rotation. This time, program manager Andrea Hammer Edmondson says the agency has a different method.
That goal was an anti-stigma campaign around raising awareness. And now what we've really moved this focus to is making sure that we have resources placed in the highest need areas.
Officials say they hope the shift will be more sustainable and help continue Oklahoma's recent drop in overdose deaths. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Tulsa Job Corps is back in business, at least for now. Sally Verando reports students were welcomed back to campus this week.
With a district judge's temporary injunction last week, the door is open for students to return to Job Corps campuses. Adam Martin, spokesperson for the Tulsa Job Corps Center, says classes are back in session.
We are excited about the opportunity to get them back on campus. We are going to continue to fight to get the ones that are actually on route to graduate to get them their diploma.
He says at least 100 of the 150 students have committed to returning to finish their education and vocational training. The National Job Corps Association filed suit against the Department of Labor on behalf of all 99 Job Corps centers in the country. Arguments will be heard next week. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sally Verando.
Oklahoma tribal nations are touting their impact on the state's economy. Thomas Pablo has that story.
19 federally recognized tribes directly contributed more than $12 billion to Oklahoma's production of goods and services in fiscal year 2023, according to a new report. This is a record high. Choctaw Nation Principal Chief Gary Batten says this reflects the relationships between the state and tribal nations. He believes the tribes help improve living conditions for Oklahomans.
That's tax dollars, right? That's going back to the state, that's going back to our communities. I want everybody to know our tribal people pay taxes, don't they? We're proud to be fellow Oklahomans.
Tribal nations also employed more than 55,000 people in 2023. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.